It is Wednesday, May 30th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. The 2012 KUAF Fulbright Chamber Music Festival continues with the Italian Serenade for String Quartet, Night Piece for Flute and Strings by the American composer Arthur Foote, and Brahms Clarinet Quintet, performed by the University of Arkansas Music Department faculty and guest artists, tomorrow night at 7:30 at St. Paul's Episcopal Church Parish Hall in Fayetteville. Admission is free. Information available at fulbrightsummermusic.uark.edu. And KUAF is proud to co-sponsor Walton Arts Center's Artisphere, Arkansas's Arts and Nature Festival, with the Chamber Music Series. From June 14th through the 21st, classical trios, quartets, and quintets will perform at various locations, including Thorn Crown Chapel in Eureka Springs, Cooper Chapel in Bella Vista, and St. Paul's Church in Fayetteville. More information available at artistspherefestival.org. Later on this edition of Ozarks, a photography exhibition that celebrates the life of Springdale artist Michael Clark Donat, and a new kind of party mixes friendship with art. But first, a new study by the Meals on Wheels Research Foundation finds seniors in Arkansas have the third highest risk of food insecurity in the country. The study says nearly 20% of the senior population in Arkansas is at risk of hunger. Leslie Roberts with CareLink, a nonprofit agency that works closely with Meals on Wheels, says hunger issues for senior citizens in Arkansas are a big part of a national trend.
You know, the number of older people in America is increasing rapidly as baby boomers age. And so there are more older people, and then, of course, you know, more older people that are hungry. And then, of course, the economy has played a role in it as well. The part of the population that faces food insecurity for financial reasons, that has only gotten worse.
She says seniors with walkers and wheelchairs sometimes have problems finding transportation to grocery stores to buy food and often have difficulty standing at a stove to prepare food.
You know, the number of older people in America is increasing rapidly as baby boomers age. And so there are more older people, and then, of course, you know, more older people that are hungry. And then, of course, the economy has played a role in it as well. The part of the population that faces food insecurity for financial reasons, that has only gotten worse.
The national study says the number of seniors experiencing hunger throughout the country increased 78% between 2001 and 2010. Another study places Arkansas at the very bottom of the list of bicycle-friendly states. The League of American Bicyclists finds that Arkansas is the least friendly state when it comes to bicycle transportation. Matt Wimpy, the head of state and local advocacy for the group, says Arkansas has the worst possible scores in most of the categories, including infrastructure, policies, and planning for bicycles. He says the state could better aid bicyclists by adopting a complete streets policy.
A policy within the DOT, the Department of Transportation, that's going to say when we look at designing roads in our state and in our communities, we're going to ensure that they are usable by everybody, not just motorists, but also bicycles, pedestrians, disabled people, senior citizens. It's really just ensuring that the design and the use of streets really match encouraging more than just cars.
He does say the recent passage of a law by the state legislature requiring a minimum passing distance of 3 feet when passing a cyclist on the road is a good step toward making the state more bike-friendly. Washington was ranked as the most bicycle-friendly state. A combination of interests from Northwest and Central Arkansas is promoting the state as an ideal location for film and digital production. The website ArkansasProduction.com will, among other things, promote potential production sites for the film industry. Beth McAvoy has this report from Little Rock.
The Arkansas Production Alliance announced the launch of its new website that they hope will promote Arkansas locations for films. Arkansas invested more than $2 million in the movie Mud, which is now earning critical acclaim after its debut last week at the Cannes International Film Festival. Arkansas Film Commissioner Christopher Crane says the more than $10 million film is the largest production to ever shoot in the state, and he says the Alliance's logo will be featured in the closing credits of Jeff Nichols' movie starring Matthew McConaughey and Reese Witherspoon.
We will have locations that will be submitted by each community. And those locations then will be searchable. When we get inquiries and when we're actually going after a production, we will look specifically at which locations we have in the state that meet those qualifications. And so it's an easy tool for every community to get involved.
Crane says the website cost over $24,000 to launch. The state is also offering a 15% rebate to production companies on goods and service spending. If productions use Arkansas-based crews, they will receive another 10% rebate. Crane says the incentives are recoverable. I'm Beth McAvoy in Little Rock.
Meetings to discuss a shift in operations for the Fayetteville School District begin next week. The discussions will center on the move in 2015 of ninth graders to Fayetteville High School. That move will cause a reconfiguration in the grades that will attend the district's junior highs, middle schools, and elementary schools the same year. The first of five public meetings on the matter will be held a week from tonight at Owl Creek School. There could be more rain for the region this evening with a chance of strong thunderstorms. The National Weather Service says the chance of rain tonight throughout the KUAF listening area, 80%. Some storms could include large hail and strong winds. The front is expected to bring cooler temperatures. Highs tomorrow expected to be in the 70s. Arkansas Razorback third baseman Matt Reynolds has been named to the All-SEC first team and the All-Defensive team for the conference. That's a team selected by conference coaches. First baseman Dominic Ficicello was also named to the all-defensive squad. Arkansas will open play in the NCAA tournament Friday afternoon in Houston against Sam Houston State. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals begin a Texas road trip tonight in Midland. The Nats will enter the game three games out of first place in the Texas League North Division.